shot-distro.ca.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
You better come down to the station house.
That's what I'm looking for.
They wonder what they are.
Something for the town, the nun, the grocery clerk, and you. Something at 8 a.m., something in the library, something in the river. Everything and nothing.
Listening pleasures.
Good evening, you've tuned into Listening Pleasures. And yeah, how about that? Fun drive's over, we don't have to talk about it anymore. But I'm here.
Spin-ups.
Yeah. Spin-ups if you want to. It doesn't work anymore. Oh. But I don't know. I'm here with Patrick Michaelishan.
Nailed it.
Yeah. I didn't do your phones, actually. I left before your show. We've heard it both times.
Nobody has to know.
But I said hello.
Yeah, you did. You were here both weeks.
Yeah. It was great to see you. And I'm glad that we're getting together and talking about all the things you do, because you do so many things.
It's
all the time.
It's kind of weird, especially like with the release of the tape, how it came out. In the current issue of Style is how I'm here on the show.
Yeah. Well, this is promotion.
Yeah, it's promotion. Like, it's wild that it's actually kind of happening in a timely manner.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's good to be here. It's really weird not being in front of the board, and I have to sit on my hands so I'm not, you know, pushing sliders and buttons and things. It's good to be here.
Well, that's good. New tape.
New tape, yeah. I last Monday, the physical and digital, but the physical version of a cassette that I put out, or that I recorded kind of with Jason Tate from the Weaker Thans in Bahamas, and Jacob Radovsky, and he's done stuff with Broken Social. It's Jason Tate, everybody.
Yeah.
He's got his fingers in many pies, and he comes to the farmer's market in Wolseley, so I'd see him around, and we'd chat once in a while, and I mentioned a CD that I was working on for local experimental electronic music that hasn't come to fruition yet, but he perked up when I said it was going to be an actual physical pressed thing, and then, you know, money didn't come in like I thought this Christmas, but I asked him if he wanted to do a tape, and it came together within 5 weeks, I guess, from both of us, and you know, I did the artwork 2 years ago, January 1st, 2022, the cover that we used for the tape and the CD. That's when I made it, because I make artwork for albums that I haven't recorded a lick of music for yet. And it all just, yeah, it all just kind of came together, and it surprised a lot of people, which I love. The big three questions are, I didn't know you were a musician. Yes. How did you get a weaker then to perform, to do this with you? Oh, I asked, how do you get a tape made? Money. Like, it's just, it's simple stuff, but it just, watching people's brains kind of crinkle and wonder, like, what the heck is,
you just have the thought, you do the thing, you ask the questions, and
it's just, it's
hopefully
just doing
it all falls into place.
Yeah. And if it's if you don't ask, you don't get.
Yeah.
So I asked and I got, and it's going well. I mean, it cost a bit of money to produce, but it's 2/3 paid off a week in, which is wild.
So is this only on tape?
It's digital on Bandcamp.
Okay.
You can get it in whatever format you want. And I'd pressed 100 cassettes, white cassettes with all black artwork in case. It's very stark looking.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's just a silly little cassette release.
Nice.
On the record label that I started back in 2017. I kind of resurrected it as a vanity project, I guess.
Okay.
And then I Trojan horsed with a weaker then, because people are going to want his stuff, and then I'm just on the B side.
Yeah.
Which, you know, whatever, whatever works.
No, that's really great. So it is called G384.
Yeah. Jason picked the name. He asked me what the cover was, and I said it's actually... He told me what he thought it was, and I said it's actually waveforms from tuning forks being struck. And he said, that's crazy. I just recorded tuning forks on Jacob Berdovsky's recordings yesterday in my studio. And he came back with two different tuning forks that he really liked the tones of, and that's the name of one of them. So it was a collaborative process. That's where the name came from, and it just kind of looks cool on the artwork, and that's what it means. It's no, the secret's out. But yeah, it's just the name of a tuning fork, I think, like a 432.
Just like in the paper when they used to do those pictures of things really close up, and you're like,
and you're like, what the heck? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, surprise.
I've pulled back.
Get the tape.
I peeled it back.
Listen to the music. Yeah. What are we going to listen to first? Because we didn't actually pick the set list order.
You brought up the tape, so why don't we start off with a song by Jason and a song by me from that tape?
Sweet. So we can start out here. Some Jason Tate. Is that one called?
New Age Bills. New Age Bills BMW
Sync.
And then Heavy Limbs is the my track.
So where are you?
And while
these aren't in order.
Oh God, no, they're not. They're just willy nilly. And I'm just going to say, everyone, pick up a new issue of Stylus magazine, because the tape is actually reviewed in here by assistant editor Maggie Clark.
Shout out to Maggie.
This issue of the magazine is really, really self-indulgent, because the first, right above the review, is like a 2-page interview with me about CKW Who, about the show that I've been doing here for 20 years, Thursdays at midnight. And then as soon as it finishes, it goes into my tape, and it's like a big, long review. And then there's a review for Leon's Getting Larger. And then there's a review for a band called Orleans, who I actually got paid to direct their music video for the first single off the album. So it's very indulgent. It's very Patrick Michaelishian.
Wow.
And
you should gold emboss that.
I've got so many copies at home. I'm just giving them to people. Well, I'm signing them too.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
Enjoy, everybody.
So here's some tracks off of G384 on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's super sweet.
Very vibey.
Mm-hmm. You know, Bandcamp is still having Bandcamp Fridays, where all of the artists get proceeds. The last one they did was for the LA fires.
Yes.
But I think the March one will be going...
We'll revert back to the...
To artists. So this is on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
And you can support your local artist 100%. But if you do have a tape player still, and that's the only thing that works on my stereo right now.
I love it.
That and the radio. So, I mean...
Well, Johnny Broadway... bought a tape, so I dropped it off.
I know, I saw. I liked that.
Well, he said that he went out and he bought a tape player just for the tape.
Yeah. It's a nice, it's pretty slick.
It's a cute little system, yeah. No, that was wild.
So you can still buy tape players, and they come with CD players, something that I also don't have. So, get
all these dead formats or
get the new Jason Tate Patrick Michaelishan G384. And how many copies? Like, it's a limited edition copy?
Yeah, I did a pressing of 100, and I think in a week we've sold about a third.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And so, you're going to have a show eventually.
Yeah, actually, when I was at Jason's place, he's like, oh, my buddy Cam has a new venue that public domain. Mm-hmm. So he's like, how do you want to do a show there? And I told him I'd love to. It's not going to sound anything like what I did, because once it's done, I don't remember what I did. It's like a dream. It happens, and then it's like, huh? And then thank goodness I wrote it down.
Like, do you?
There's some like techniques that I can replicate, but the notes or whatever I throw in is different. So it's kind of like you have your washing machine, but your clothes that you throw in are going to be different. But you're going to kind of get a similar result.
Yeah.
And that's all the songs that I quote unquote write are just kind of experimental stuff. I'll sit there and play around with different configurations of synths and pedals, or if I'm doing stuff with Eurorack, I'll patch things differently and I'll record a whole bunch of different takes of it. Sometimes there's a take that's just perfect, and that's what ends up getting released. And now I like taking multiple takes and kind of Frankensteining it together and hoping for the best. It's all about the process. Like, from the idea, usually I make an album cover first and I try to play to that.
Yeah.
And then I'll make the music, and then eventually I'll release it on Bandcamp digitally, or in this case, do the layout for the cassettes, get it, you know, printed. And then I've been hustling it and making stories on Instagram and sharing to Facebook, and still sending copies out to local, digital copies out to local places to review. And it's, the whole thing is just fun.
Yeah. Well, your YouTube channel with your videos.
Yeah.
Like, is that found footage then? Like, it's, a lot of them?
Because most of it's
like,
found footage, yeah.
Yeah, I love that found footage.
I love using Wikimedia Commons is my favorite resource, because everything there is fair use, or you attribute it to, you know, who it is, which is great. You know, it's extra writing in the liner notes.
Okay. Okay, so the cat in the bathtub, though.
That's my cat.
Yeah.
That's Abel. Yeah. he was just licking water and I slowed it down. That was from a project. Oh, well, this is you're amazing at segues. This is from a project called Lupercalia, and I brought two songs from that album, and that was from 2 years ago. So my mom passed away in January of 2023, and I was just self-medicating and dead on the inside, and February rolled around. I'm like, you know, I gotta start making music again. So my project for February was I had to record a song every day and make a music video for it every day. And it's the most eclectic thing I've done so far. And the videos are all wild. But yeah, I find the footage online. I find the imagery online. If I don't find it online, sometimes I'll just make a video myself, either filming a winter fire or my cat's doing something stupid, slow it down, throw filters and effects, and just play. Again, it's just all playing. I just love
the Ukrainian fun. Flag where it goes into like all the shapes and the...
Which
that
is,
one was really cool.
Which is so funny that people thought that it was a Ukrainian flag because of my background. And it was an existing video that I had just flipped the colors in. Okay. And it just happened to go Ukrainian.
Well, there you go.
But I mean, everything's an influence. And those happy accidents that kind of work out are just, you know, just beautiful moments that I go with.
Yeah.
And again, a part of, it's all a part of whatever. If someone sees it and thinks it's Ukrainian and is like, oh, Patrick's Ukrainian, or Michael Ishin's got to be Ukrainian. Yes. Yes, and that's what it is. That was a really interesting piece that sounded like something from forgotten PBS show, but that's I just like making things, and I share it with friends before I release it, and a thing that kind of drives me nuts is when people are like, oh, you're taking a different direction. No, it's just a different piece.
Yeah,
like it's just what comes out. It's not planned. Because if every time I go in with a plan, like I did at Excuse tonight, it rarely ever goes how I want it to.
This is my no base, 5 minutes sort of.
Yeah, I thought it was going to go a certain way, and as soon as I have that preconceived notion, it's kind of it doesn't work because I'm trying to fit a square peg through a round hole instead of just opening up the cage and just letting whatever's in there either come out and explore, or if it's not creative day to day, then being okay with waiting for that inspiration to strike.
Well, yeah, that's because you'll drive yourself mad if
and
you probably obsess enough about things.
Crazy.
Well, we're gonna talk more with Patrick Michaelish, but why don't we well, you mentioned Lupercalia.
Yeah, I mentioned Lupercalia. We got
one do you want to go first here?
Let's do Casio Demo first, and then Spaceman's Dream second.
Sweet. So let's play this now. And this is Patrick Michaelish, Fanfare 86 off of
Lupercalia.
Lupercalia.
Lupercalia. Sorry, I'll bring it down.
On CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you.
and that was Spaceman's Dream. I'm here with Patrick Michalishan. We are talking about music, and we just talked about videos, and we can talk about, hot sauce.
I mean, we could talk about
1818?
Not even. 1882, it's the year the fire department was founded. You're just poking the bear. I got my hot sauce thing on the side. That's again, it's fun. I taught myself Photoshop so I can make ads for the hot sauce. And when I did the tape with Jason, he's got a specific aesthetic that he kind of subscribes to, and I realized that mine is just plunder phonic trash. Like, I just plunder and I plunder things that aren't going to get me sued most of the time. Mm-hmm. And I just make stuff up, and I realize that I am, that it all emanates from this core. So the weirdness, whatever wants to come out, it's going to come out at the record label. It's going to come out of my personal releases, my hot sauce, just my art. It is what it is. It sounds so pretentious saying my art.
No, it is though.
One of the things that I brought two songs that weren't directly related to me or the tape or anything. One of them is this John Baker tapes. This is a hard pivot. Now I have to reference it because it's meta. This is one of the first releases that I ever bought of BBC Radiophonic music, and it's one of my favorite genres, even though it's a location that doesn't exist anymore. But it's the people who did the music for Doctor Who, all the incidentals on the BBC, and all those science fiction shows, and they put out sound effects records. And it's one of those things where the songs fit the mood or fit the piece, whether it was for the news or whatever BBC radio program or television show.
Yeah, I watched a documentary on that.
Which one did you watch? Was it about Delia Derbyshire?
Yeah.
It's a Canadian-made documentary,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's so good.
I love Delia. I love all of them. I'm obsessed. I just ordered a Patty Kingsland CD after rewatching the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy 1981 miniseries. And it's later era, so it's less taking found sounds, speeding, slowing, chopping, taping, and then making an 8-second piece that takes, 6 weeks to do. But hearing all of these weird, different songs, sounds, moods coming out was kind of an inspiration to be able to be okay not sounding the same, over giving myself permission to make something that sounds completely different from what I recorded yesterday, and it just being a part of what I put out. And the other one that I brought, there's a guy in Winnipeg that I've known of from like the Low Pub days. Do you remember the Low Pub?
I do.
Do you remember a band called, it wasn't Dada Dada Lasers. It was, there's a poster over there, and it's a pixelated poster, and it's a guy with his mouth open, and there's like a pixelated rainbow coming out of his mouth and eyes.
Okay.
That's Chris Sams. So C. Sams is what he releases music under now. And it's very synth pop. It's different from what I make. But I remember the exact moment that this happened. It was my fence was arsoned. Someone lit some mattresses on fire that were leaned up against my fence. My fence went up in flames. Someone sent us a gift card to Tallest Poppy. We ordered food, and while my then girlfriend was running in to pick up the food, I was scrolling on my phone, and on Instagram, someone shared some Chris Sams videos, and I realized that this other local business was sharing every one of Chris's videos. And it's very vaporwave, dreamlike, with 80s soft synths, and it was his January, and this guy was just sharing his stuff, and I was getting jealous. Like, who is this guy? Why does he get the attention? And I realized, oh, I could just learn how to, instead of being angry, I could take that energy and put it into learning how to record at home. I could download a free video editor and learn how to put stuff together. And I ran into Chris a couple of months after that at a market that was happening right behind my house. And he was selling some records that I was looking for. And I told him, like, listen, man, like in January, I was pissed off at you. I was super upset that you're getting this attention, that you're so good at this. And instead of being angry at you because you didn't do anything wrong, you inspired me to just pick up pieces. Did she get that?
Okay, you get that.
He inspired me to pick up the pieces and just do my own thing. And Tanis is sitting right in front of me right now. But yeah, no, I got to tell Chris that, and we have completely different. We do completely different things, but it's just inspiration is everywhere. And instead of being, hey, Alan. And instead of being, oh man, I forgot to bring your tape. I didn't know you. Alan bought a tape.
Money for you.
Son of a, come on, man.
There you go.
Okay, well, I'll bring it on Thursday. yeah, no. So Chris is, he does great work. It's completely different than mine, but he's also one of my biggest local inspirations because he's the guy who actually lit the fire under me that started with jealousy and then turned into like, oh, we can do this. We all have the tools. It's how we want to use them. And so I picked my favorite song off of his first album. His new one, Bouquet, just came out. But the first one is what? Synesthetic
Memory.
Memory. Yeah, I brought the song Memory. So I want to play two songs that kind of inspired me. One from the UK and one very, very close to home. Start off with Memory.
Okay.
Yeah, let's play some local music with Chris and then...
And I'll just tell you, weather's nice. -3 right now. Or down tonight to -3. Showers or chance of flurries on Thursday. But aside from that, nothing in the forecast. So we're getting into those threes and zeros. This weekend will be a little chillier, but yeah, that's the weather. I was segueing into like go buy your hot sauce.
You want to stay warm.
Yeah, because yeah.
Yeah, you want to stay warm. You can buy some 1882 fruit-based hot sauce.
You can stand outside in the rain and chill out.
Yeah, if it's too hot, you just look up at the sky, open your mouth, and let that sweet, sweet rain cool down your palate.
There you go.
Thank you, Tanis. Yeah. I appreciate the cross promo.
And that's CKUW's event guide from Continent Club listings to community announcements. We help keep you in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. I don't know what else is going on because you just missed a Patrick Michaelishan 5-minuter.
I'm going to be playing at the King Cobb Market Pub on, I think it's March 12th.
Okay.
I think it's March 12th. I have the poster at home that I whipped up for it, but it's me and Freaking Snap, Chris Friesen from The Carp on Sundays here at CKUW.
Nice.
Yeah. Great pub. Check it out.
Yeah.
Great food, too.
What is, where is that again?
It's literally right next door to the West End Cultural Center.
Okay.
It's that old laundromat that is now converted into a little pub.
Okay.
But they do, music there every Wednesday. They're Nova Vista nights. But they're always looking for musicians, and they pay.
Whoa.
I know. So get on that list.
Yeah, I will go check that out for sure. Is this... there it is. Oh, my gosh. I got so distracted. But here's Memory on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And that was John Baker. We're talking with Patrick Michael Isham. It's been a great show so far. If you want to listen to it again, go to ckw.ca for archives and look up Listening Pleasures. And that is where you will find this and three other episodes. And follow the podcast. We will be upgrading some stuff. Thank you so much for listening. That's what was going on in Winnipeg for the last 2 weeks. Well, at least here at the studio. It was our fund drive. We raised $54,000. Thank you so much to everyone that tunes in and supports us. We do really appreciate it. And yeah, enjoy the merch. Enjoy the tax receipts. We love you. And keep listening. And I'm going to play something from a little segment I like to call Songs of Tragically Hip Never Play in Concert Will Hardly Ever. Problem Bears. And I hardly have heard this song ever. So, yeah, I am going to play it right now for you. And here it is on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Essential worker is hunting the problem bear. One sounds torn, one can go no further. It all sounds like it's happening upstairs. Do you hear?
And that's one of my influences. We were just listening to Patrick's influences, a little bit of C-Sams and John Baker. Yeah, radiophonic.
Yeah, early radiophonic works. And then Alan here is talking about more radiophonic people. Mm-hmm. Everything's connected, and I love that about here. And you know what's funny about, you said, so you do Tragically Hip every episode?
Every episode.
That's like my can. That's awesome. When I turned 36, I started listening to so much Tragically Hip and Wilco. Yeah. It's like my dad era.
Yeah.
I don't have kids, but it's like my, but I love, Phantom Power is still my favorite album.
It's like they will, yeah, like you learn so much if you just listen to those lyrics. And yeah, I don't know. I think they have a sound, like,
Oh, no, definitely. It's the tragically hip.
Yeah.
It's the kind of like...
That soundscape. I don't know.
Have you seen the Amazon documentary? That's
weird. Yeah.
I haven't yet. I know. I saw it on your pile. Get out of here. This is my show. No, I love Phantom Power.
Yeah.
Jeez. What do we got? What's going on? We have 10 minutes left.
We have
to blather on.
So many tracks that we're not going to get to.
That's okay. We got to the important ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
So, I've been, I played at Grant's cabaret night at XQ's today. I reintroduced myself to Paul, and he wants me to start coming out to the Purple Room cabaret. No, well, not cabaret.
Caravan.
He asked me to come to Caravan and start signing up for that. So I think I might do that with some electronic stuff. He says, usually it's two songs, but just do 10 minutes of what you do. And we'll definitely practice and actually have something semi ready to go. It'll still have that element of danger that I bring with me whenever I perform. But it was super, super fun. And I just reiterate to people, the fuel is fun. If once it stops being fun, whether it's, making hot sauce or making music or whatever it is that I do, then it just becomes work, and work sucks.
Yeah. You've got enough on the go that you can just switch.
I like to have fun, and I like the pursuit of creativity and putting stuff out there. And, I like flipping people's expectations. I love, especially when it comes to the artistic stuff of making music and putting stuff out there and then showing especially when you show someone something and you're like, what do you think of this? They're like, whoa, is this blah, blah. And it's, especially if they reference people that I admire, and I'm like, no, that's me. And they're like, what the, and then the brain crinkles. You watch the brain just kind of go.
Yeah. So then, like, what have you collected that's your favorite to play on then?
There's a little synth that I bring to the radio station quite a lot. I figured out how to plug my synthesizers into CD Player 3 and I make bed tracks, but it's a little synthesizer from a guy in Michigan called Pluto. He has a company called Modern Sounds, and it's the only synth he's put out. And it's just 2 4-step sequences with a bunch of different, with one clock that's subdivided into 5, but then you could just do a whole bunch of weird stuff with it. And I run it through some pedals, and then I can just make these Brian Eno-y soundscapes. And when I'm at the radio station, I always find at least one sequence that's working magically, and I'll pull up a YouTube video and I'll film it at a weird angle with the sound coming out of the Q speaker on the board here, and just record 30 to 45 seconds and then throw some weird filters on it and slap it up on my Instagram. And it's just fun. It's just like a little... It's one of those things where I don't think about what I'm doing. I just do. And if it sounds good, golden. If it doesn't, then I don't record it.
Yeah.
It's just on in the background. And
it passes the time at your midnight till 6 a.m. slot.
And it gives a little I don't do till 6 a.m. every time. For Fun Drive, I do. I usually do till 3 or 4 a.m.
Oh, okay.
And then I put on stuff. I curate a playlist while I'm, trying to sleep. But CKUW has been, it's also a big influence. I mean, we have our music library. We have all these different people from different backgrounds who like different styles of music. And then just, the opportunity like this that you're giving me, where we listen and make different styles of music. But we open the floor up for each other and allow each other to speak. And for me, like, I've been doing this for 20 years. I come in here and I describe it like, some people go to church once a week and feel restored. And for me, it's coming here Thursdays at midnight and doing that. But then also being a part of a bigger artistic and sonic fabric, and then now throwing my hat into the ring and making my own music and playing it on the air. And it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And I'm only on the right side of 40 right now, but as soon as I cross that line, I hope to keep doing all the stuff that brings me joy, making playing music for people, playing my music for people, whether it's live or just plugged into CD Player 3. So I just want to keep having fun until I die.
Well, that's a good motto.
Yeah. That's what I want. And I'm doing
it. Have fun, then die.
Yeah, leave a sexy corpse, as they say.
So we're about 4 minutes away from midnight.
Okay.
What do you... Oh, and by the way, check out Patrick on Instagram. Where can they follow you on Instagram?
If you want to follow my personal stuff, it's patrick.michaelsomething, because no one can spell that. Unless you pick up the new issue of Stylus, that's all about me for...
Golden Boss.
Some reason. You can go to 1882 Fruit Based Hot Sauce if you want to zhuzh up your food. And my record label is called Sounds Escaping. And that's kind of it. All the information.
Go to the YouTube channel.
There's a YouTube channel.
Great.
The videos are fun.
Yeah.
Or
you'll check out a live show or the radio show. That is Thursdays. Well, you say Thursday
Fridays.
Nights, but Friday mornings. Yeah.
But I've been everywhere, man. I do. I'm everywhere. If someone was stalking me, I would not make it hard.
Okay.
Just be a fan. Don't be a stan. So we're going to play one more song and take off?
Yeah.
Okay.
So which one? I don't know if these are going to play since Memory didn't play.
I don't know.
But we can find them on Bandcamp, hey?
Well,
that's Bandcamp Fridays.
Okay, well, I'll tell you why Memory might not have played.
Okay.
And the other ones I took right off my computer. So let's end the show with Elysian Milk. Is that? Intermission. I want to do intermission.
Intermission?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to end the show with intermission, everybody. Have fun. Watch cartoons. Chew your food until it's emulsified to give your stomach an easier time in digesting. And I don't know. Thanks for having me, Tanis. I really appreciate
this. Thanks so much
for
being on the show. Yeah. Yes, always lovely to see you. We always chat so much. And I'm glad that you got to share this and have a new tape. And I'm getting that tape.
Yeah, I'll put it in your mailbox.
You can have this tape too. Just get in touch with Patrick.
I have two less copies than I did when I started the show.
Yeah, sweet. So, have fun out there. And good night, good morning.